Employers considering candidates for job openings certainly want to know as much about their respective backgrounds as possible, but in Buffalo, employers are not allowed to ask on the initial job application whether a candidate has a criminal history, not until the first interview. According to State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman's office, two national retail chains, Big Lots and Marshalls, violated that Buffalo ordinance and will now pay fines. The so-called ban the box rule is an ordinance that, supporters say, curbs discrimination and gives people with past criminal histories a chance to rebuild their lives. It's in effect in Buffalo and Rochester, but not in many other municipalities. WBFO asked local attorney Amy Hemingway about the complications this may cause with chain stores.
It can complicate the human resources aspect for those types of businesses. And what they need to be very careful about is that if they are soliciting applications within the city of Buffalo, that those applications would not have questions about criminal conviction history. And when we counsel clients that have multi-jurisdictional operations, so they might be covered by ban the box in one area but not in another, we would encourage them to consider removing that question from all of their applications so that there is no risk of noncompliance with the ordinance.
And that's what Big Lots and Marshalls will both do under their settlement with New York State. As far as the fines, Big Lots will pay $100,000, while Marshalls will pay $95,000. Michael Merziak, WBFO News.